Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Welcome to WGN Radio's Your Hometown Series. This month, we feature Beverly, home to the Beverly Arts Center, iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes, and the original Rainbow Cone.
Now, not to mention top-notch burgers, Alderman Matt O'Shea of the 19th Ward joins us to talk about his neighborhood. Good morning, Alderman. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Well, I'm anxious to talk to you about what's happening in your South Side neighborhood. What are you, about 12 miles or so south of the Loop, for people who aren't familiar with the area?
About 15. We're the southwest corner of the city. Mm-hmm. You can't go farther south or west than here in the 19th Ward's Beverly community.
And I have seen some beautiful large homes in your area, and you have some old mini mansions, don't you?
Yeah, we have historic Longwood Drive. We are the highest point in the city of Chicago, and we have a wonderful stock of beautiful homes on tree-lined, winding streets mm-hmm. throughout our historic neighborhood.
And that's where you grew up, right, Alderman?
Yes, sir. Born and raised.
I know you've done a lot of great work over the years for charities, and you just had a pretty successful St. Patrick's Day food drive, didn't you?
Yes, we are home to the Maple Morgan Park Food Pantry, a food pantry, Bob, that in normal times would assist about 500 families per month. But what we've seen in the pandemic, many Southside food pantries have closed because your typical worker or volunteer in a food pantry is elderly, an older person who obviously are the most susceptible to the horrible virus. So the demand out here on the South Side has increased so much. The pantry is now assisting nearly 2,000 families per month, not just in Beverly, Morgan Park, and Mount Greenwood in my neighborhood, but Washington Heights, West Pullman, as far south as Harvey, Riverdale, Posen. The demand is great, and I'm proud to tell you that last week we hosted a food drive, a St. Patrick's Day appeal, and more than 21,000 pounds of food was donated, and more than $59,000 in monetary donations were made from residents of my community. So that's something we're extremely proud of.
Yeah, you should be. And like all areas of the city, and the suburbs for that matter, crime is always an issue. And lately around here, carjackings have been a big problem. Talk about what you're doing in your area there to aid in the fight against those increasing carjackings.
Well, unfortunately, carjackings are everywhere, and we've seen our share here. In fact, retired Chicago Fire Department lieutenant was murdered here in my Morgan Park community back in December in an attempted carjacking. So to combat that, we work closely with the Chicago Police Department to identify locations that, if we had the capability, the money, where would they like cameras put? Pod cameras and also license plate readers. And so we identified 12 locations at intersections on arterial streets throughout the community, figured out how to get the funding, and we are now putting those cameras in place as a way to assist OEMC and the Chicago Police Department to try to be proactive and identify where problems are, trying to make my neighborhood safer.
Yeah, and hopefully that will help. Everybody talks about Rainbow Cone, and they should. What a great place, iconic in Beverly. But I need to get back to Top Notch Burgers. I haven't been there in a long time over there on 95th. They've been around since like 1942, something like that. How are they doing during the pandemic? I hope they're surviving okay.
Top Notch has struggled like many of my small family-owned businesses, but they're still up and running. In fact, Bob, I'm happy to tell you, enjoyed a a king cheeseburger with fries and a chocolate shake to go last week. So I'm doing my part.
Well, you know what, Alderman? I'm not insisting you do this, but you know it's customary for our guests to send a little gift over to the program for being on the show. And I'm not telling you what to do, but just ketchup, pickle, and onion on mine, okay?
There you go.
And Alderman, what's in the works for Beverly? You got any big plans, any new buildings, any things you want to mention right here that are coming up in the next year or two?
Well, we're working right now. We've got, even though we've struggled so much to keep our businesses afloat, we actually have a local bakery, Kimmy Cakes, opening up 10225 Southwestern. We'll be doing a grand opening in a few weeks, but
good.
You know, I'm just so proud of what our community's been able to do to rally, to support our businesses, you know, working with organizations like the Beverly Area Planning Association, the 95th Street Business Association, Morgan Park Beverly Hills Business Association, Mount Greenwood Community Business Association. We've raised significant dollars to support our struggling small businesses as we try to work our way through this and get back closer to normal.
Well, that's, and, that is great. And keep up the good work there. Your hometown, Beverly, Alderman Matt O'Shea, the 19th Ward. Continued success to you, Alderman. Good talking to you this morning.
Thanks, Bob. Be safe.
You too.
Your hometown. Get your hometown content and submit your suggestions at WGNRadio.com/yourhometown.